I want to discuss, learn something about Chodesh Shvat, but let's begin on page Mem Aleph. Over here, we're in the middle of this very long simen, this Talmud teaching us all of the various laws relating to Teshuvah. And now he's going to go in to tell us what exactly each one of the Kabbanos is Mechaper. Before we begin, we all want to wish together, Reb Chaim Shanik. Chaim Skolnik. Baruch Refei Cholim. We should be zeichet together with all of us to have arichas yamim v'shanim.
Amen.
Okay, let's continue. Page Mem Aleph, Soir HaMishtaleach. We're right in the middle of the page. In the middle of the page, page Mem Aleph, what is the purpose of bringing the Soir HaMishtaleach on Yom HaKippurim? We know that Yom HaKippurim, they take two seim, they are identical, they're not twins, but they're supposed to be as similar as possible, and a goyrol is performed, and one of them is designated la Hashem, and the other one is designated la Zozel. And after the kohen does the shechita and the zrika of the sol la Hashem, he takes the. There's another kohen. Kohen Gadol does after the kohen Gadol does the avoda with the sol la Hashem and the par. Then there is a designated kohen, the ish iti. The Ish Iti, a special person that's been set aside for this purpose, he brings the Sar La Zazel to the cliff, to Azazel. Azazel is a place. It is a location. It's a cliff. And the animal is thrown off the cliff and it breaks into many, many pieces. It's a very, very brutal experience that this Sahir undergoes as it dies. And this brings atonement for the Jewish people. It's impossible for us to understand what is going on. This is a choik, like paraduma. We have no understanding why throwing off an animal off a cliff should bring for klal Yisrael atonement. It is what it says in the Torah. This is the mitzvah deraisa, and that's is a muna pshuta to be mekayim this mitzvah. And now the question we want to understand is exactly what type of averos does it bring atonement for? So it says here, Sir Hamishalech Mechaper, I'll call Averois Sheba Torah. Shocking thing. Learn Masech de Yoyma. You learn about the Sugya. It's very shocking that we would never imagine that it's the Sor HaMishtalech which brings the greatest degree of atonement relative to all of the other Korbanos. Most of the other Korbanos, they bring atonement very, very limited, very esoteric Averos. Mainly, just in case it happened that a Koyein was Tomei and he was not aware, and he brought a carbon, so he did an avera. So we need now a carbon that's brought lefnai v'lefnim to bring atonement for that avera that the kohen was not aware of when he offered this carbon. Okay, what are the chances the kohen was really tame? What are the chances? Not very likely, but just in case, and we bring these type of carbonos again and again. It's done multiple times, these type of korbanos to atone for matters that are very esoteric. But all of the basics, taryag mitzvahs, all of the common averos, that we don't even bring a korban in the Beis HaMikdash. For that, the atonement comes by taking the pear of the Sor LaHashem and throwing it off a cliff. And that's what it says over here. Everyone agrees to this principle. So Mishdech Mechabel Kol Averos Shabbatayra. Kalois, the Averos that do not appear to be very severe, the Chamurois, Bein Ovar Beshkoga, Bein Ovar Bezodin, whether it happened by accident, whether it happened by Mezid, Bein Shehoidalo, Bein Shehoidalo, whether a person became aware of that he did the Avera, whether the person never became aware he did the Avera. Hakol mischaper b'soir ha-mishtaleach v'hu sh'yaseh teshuva. But here the Sefer Chassidim adds a very critical condition, which is a bit controversial. And he says, you must do teshuva. A person does not klap al-chid, a person is not sincere on Yom HaKippurim, that he really wants to have atonement for his sins and all of what it involves. As we learned last week, to say to Hashem, you have to be misvade, you have to confess exactly what you did, and you have to declare, I promise, I will never do this avera again. Then, only if you fulfill all of these conditions, does the Soir HaMishtaleach bring atonement for all of these averos. Not na'avo loy osa teshuva, ein ha-soir mechaper ela al ha-kalas. So look at that, he really contradicts himself. First he says that you have to do teshuva, and he says really in the beginning, kalos, v'chamuros. And now the Sefer HaChassidim is backtracking. And he's telling us that if you do not do teshuva, then you still get atonement. Itzumoy shel yoy mechaper. Those are the words of Chazal. That the essence of the day in and of itself brings atonement for a person's averos, but it only brings atonement for lightweight averos. And the Sefer Chassidim goes on to define for us what is called lightweight. Ve'iluhein ve'ilmahin akalis u'mahin achamuros hachamuros hein shechayavin alehen misas bezdin oikares, something which is potential for misas bezdin, or there is kares u'shvu ashav, false oath, the sheker afalpi she'ein bohen kares harehin chamuros. It's an amazing thing to learn the Sefer Chassidim, just to learn this, to see that he says sheker, speaking falsehood, even though nowhere in the Torah does it say a person is chayiv any physical punishment. There is no misa, there is no karis, there is no malkois, nothing. You don't even bring a karban, nothing. Yet he says sheker is considered to be among the averois chamurois, and for that on Yom Kippurim, the soir hamishdalech does not bring kapara, unless a person actually does teshuvah. Ushar mitzvahs asay, u'mitzvahs lois asay, she'ein bohen kares, harehein min akalos, u'vizman hazeh, today's day and age, she'ein beis hamikdash kayom, ein lanu kapara al hamizbeach, ein sham elo teshuvah. Bizman hazeh, we have a problem, we do not have karbonos, the only thing we have today is teshuvah, so it's critical that a person does teshuvah. When there was a beis hamikdash, it seems that you were better off. Even if you did not do teshuva, at least the korbanos that were offered by the kohanim on Yom Kippurim brought atonement for the averos kalois. Amazing. By doing nothing, you get a freebie. But today there are no freebies. There are no freebies. Even downstairs it costs $1.25. $1 for the lunch and 25 cents for the milk. So today it costs them. But then you got a freebie. You got a kapara for... There was a kapara for the averos kalos just when the kohanim brought the korbanos. Next paragraph. What?
The chicken is a korban.
The chicken is the korban. What chicken?
What chicken?
Ha teshuva mechaperes al averos. Now let's go further. Teshuva is mechaperes al averos. Afilu chayu rasha gama kol yom. A person who was a rasha his entire life. He's on top. There are three more on top. You want? A person was a rasha his entire life. He also teshuva v'acharoina ein maskid loy es rishay. An amazing idea. If a person is a rasha his entire life, and he does teshuva at the very end, in the next world, ein maskinin loy es rishoy, they do not mention to him in the next world his sins. Shenemar, v'rishas horosho lo yikosh shalbo, b'yoim shuvoy me rishoy. The wickedness of the wicked will not be a stumbling block for him, which he interprets to me, will not cause him to suffer, on the day when he does teshuva, returns from his wickedness. V'yitzuma shal yom ha-kipurim mechaper la-shavim, as we mentioned before, the essence of the day. Okay, he's going into different aspects, different dimensions of Yom Kippur. We have here the so'ir ha-mishtaleach, that brings atonement. And then he says something which is different, that just passing through the day by doing absolutely nothing, that itself brings atonement. Shenemar ki vayoyim hazeh, the day itself, yichaper alechem, period. Next paragraph. Afal pishe ha-teshuva mechaperes v'yitzuma shal Yom Kippur mechaper, teshuva brings atonement, and the Itzumai Shalyom brings atonement, and we learned before that the Soir HaMishtaleach brings atonement. There is another thing, Yesh Averos Shemischapres B'Sho'oson, the Yesh Averos She'ena Mischapres Ela La'achar Zman. Okay, these are all mamish, the same type of Inyanim they have in the Rambam. There are different levels of atonement. Some atonement is instantaneous, some atonement requires Yom HaKippurim, some atonement Rosh Chodesh, today Rosh Chodesh, Zman Kapara L'chol Toledoisam. Today is a time of atonement for all of our Toledoisam, a very hard word to translate, and it's subject to many interpretations, but in the simplest interpretation, it means all of our actions. Our Toledois means things that are generated, things that are the consequences of our actions. The toilada means the outgrowth. The outgrowth of our attitude, our behavior, all of these things are nichlal in the word toilada. And every Rosh Chodesh to a degree brings atonement. And then there's Yom Kippur. And then there's death. And then there are certain things that even death does not bring atonement for. There needs to be a purification process of Gehenna. Weiter. And now he gives some very interesting examples. Here we go. Ketzad of our Adam. If a person has done an avera of our Adam al mitzvah say she'en ba kores v'yasa teshuva a mitzvah asay. Okay, and then he does teshuva. He instantaneously he merits to atonement. Einoy zoz misham atche moichalin loy, he is forgiven. The elu nemar concerning these type of sins, it says in the pasuk, shuvu bonim shoivavim, return you wayward children. Shoivavim means those who are going backwards. You are returning away. We usually use the term teshuva to return to Hashem. That's not correct. We discussed last week. That's choizer bishuva. Choizer bishuva really is a double negative. Choizer means you're returning. Bishuva, which means you're going, it's a double negative, which becomes a positive. You're going in the right way. But when you just say the word teshuva, it usually means you're going in the wrong way. You are withdrawing yourself from Hashem. You're going in the wrong way. And that's how it's used in Yirmiyah. Shuvu vonim. Hashem is begging. I want you, banim, who are shoivavim. You are children who are in the category of shuva. And the plural form is shoivavim. You are wayward. You are removing yourselves from Hashem. Erpa, if you only do teshuva, I will assist you. I will heal you. Mishuvo seichem. So you see over here the word mishuvo seichem, from your rebelliousness, from the fact that you have distance yourself away from Hashem. So you see incredibly that from the simple meaning of teshuva in Tanakh is the complete opposite of the way we use it today colloquially. Teshuva in Tanakh means to go away from Hashem. To return means ki yetzer leif ha'odom ra minu'urav. A person starts out evil. Says in the pasuk, ki yetzer leif ha'odom ra. When you come into this world, you are evil. Ra min uruf. As you mature and you grow, you go away from that. You go away, you distance yourself from the ra that you came with in this world. For achmona litzlan, a person later in life does averos. What is he doing in essence? He is returning to the way he was when he came into this world. He came into this world, ra, ra, min uruf. So when you do teshuva, what are you really doing? You're going backwards, you're going back to the ra, min uruf. So what then does it mean when a person is a tzaddik, he's doing what we call teshuva? It means he's choizer b'shuva. Hashiveinu was not teshuva, Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha. There we make it clear cut. Hashiveinu Hashem Elecha. If we would v'nashuva, then you will help us. Then Hashem, you take the first step, and then we'll take the second step. Okay, it's an expression, but the point is there. It says Hashem Elecha. If you would just say Hashiveinu, you know what that would mean? It means Hashem, help us do averos. Help us go backwards to where we were when we came into this world. When we came into this world, we were ra.
Why are we ra if you're an innocent baby? It
says in the pasuk that was the chait, the chait of Adam Harishon. The chait of Adam Harishon brought ra minu uruf. Man was created good. Hashem asal akim es Adam yoshar. Man was born good. Man messed up. He ate eitz hadas that brought a curse. That brought into his neshama ra. When a person is born, it's a pasuk in the Torah. Ki yetzer leif ha'adam ra minu uruf. A bar mitzvah boy, when do you get the yetzer toif? Every bar mitzvah boy drasha. When does a person get the yetzer toif? When he's 13 years old. That means the yetzer hara has a 13-year head start on every single person. 13, you're always trying to catch up for 13 years. Always a 13-year lead, the Yetzer Hara on the Yetzer Toif. A person does an Avera, what is he doing? He's going backwards to the way he was when he was a baby. He's going backwards. He's doing shuvi. He's shovim. Bonim shovim. So how do we say that a person now is going in the right direction? You have to have a double negative. You're being choizer from shuva. A person who's choizer bishuva. We use bib. We use it in a different context. Choizer bishuva. It's a double negative, really, which means that I'm going now in the right direction. But if you have just a single word of shuva, it technically means you're going in the wrong direction. However, colloquially, the way we use the expression is bal teshuva, I'm doing teshuva, it's Shabbos shuva, Shabbos teshuva, different ways. It's way we use it in our vernacular is good, but in Tanakh, it's in the single form, it's bad. Yeah.
That's why the kid has bad things the first 13 years, and the father says, Baruch Shepotrani.
Two interpretations. What's the Baruch Shepotrani? Is it that the father's sins are not going to be applied to the child, or is that the child's sins not going to apply to the father? Who makes the bracha? So in our day and age, we make the bracha, the parents make the bracha, right? But that's not everyone agrees. According to some, it's the child who's supposed to make the bracha, and is supposed to say, Baruch Shepotrani mi'ayin sheshal zeh, Baruch Hashem, Dad, you're on your own. I'm not going to suffer because of you anymore. Isn't that a strange bracha to make? The child, the bar mitzvah boy really should make the bracha, or both make the bracha. The father makes the bracha, and the child makes the bracha. The father makes the bracha that the father's not going to suffer because of the child, and the child makes the bracha that he's not going to suffer because of the sins of the father. Okay, that's another shuza. Everyone knows...
The Ruba children are very sweet, they're very fine,
That's what it looks like on the outside. That's what it looks like on the outside, right? You don't know what's going on the inside. Look, Chazal, the Torah says it, so obviously it has to be understood on a very deep level. What does it mean? Whatever, obviously, it means what it means. You're right. Baruch Hashem, the children, they're good, they're pure. They're innocent.
The Keruvim have this innocent look, and they look like the children, right?
That's right. They're pure. They're noki mechait. They're pure. The Chazal said that the olim only exists due to the hevel piv of the tinoikoy shel beis rabim. They're pure. They have not sinned. They don't know leitoham tam chait. So how do you reconcile all of these mamori Chazal with the pasuk yetzer leiv ha'adam ra min uraf? It means that there is great potential for a child, Rachman al-Itzlan, to go in the wrong direction. And that is why a child has to be protected. Until a boy is bar mitzvah, you don't leave him to his own devices. You have to shelter him, because he's pure, indeed he's pure, but he's vulnerable.
He's not controlled, the Yetzer Hara doesn't have control.
He doesn't have control, he's vulnerable. If you put a child in front of a Yetzer Hara, he doesn't have the ability to withstand the temptation. An adult doesn't either. But an adult at least has the tools, and there's an expectation to do the best that you can. A child is not prepared. There's a vulnerability.
What age does
Minimum? Chazal say 13 years old.
No, it says, you said a pasuk.
That means the moment he comes out of his mother's womb.
That's
menorah. Yeah. Some say in the womb itself. He's also vicious. He's also. What?
Christians lahavdil believe the same thing, that a person is born evil.
No, so we discussed that. No. So.
That's from the
right. We discussed that. The Christian.
That's not original sin from Adam.
Their theology is a person comes into this world, he's going by default to Gehenna. That's where he's going. That's the next step on the train. And the only way you can get out of that is redemption. Okay, you got to redemption is you have to go and believe and accept upon yourself. V'chulu v'chulu. Klal Yisrael Chazal say, Kol Yisrael yesh lohem chelek lo'olam haba. You come into this world, you're going to Gan Eden, period. Don't mess it up. Big difference. Now, you tell your Chabad, I'm telling you, ki yetzer leiv adam ra min uraf. That's just a focus on your vulnerability. No one's coming to deny in Yados that when a person comes into this world as a child, he's vulnerable. He's vulnerable to be influenced by the Yetzer Hara to do Averos. But even though we are vulnerable. We come into this world for the first 13 years until we have tools to fight the battle. But I'm not going to Gehenna. I'm going to Olam Haba. Call Yisrael. The Christian theology is you come into this world, you're only going to one place. In order to get out of going, you got to jump off the train. And the only way to jump off the train is to latch on to the coattails of their God, their Avodah Zarah. So it's not a steer. It's not a contradiction. It's a difference just a matter of vulnerability. It doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world that you should suffer. This we have to bring in some experts to explain to us the theology of where Christianity has gone wrong. How it's like we don't appreciate this. Understand where they're coming. They don't understand. They don't care either. They're much more concerned about the newest model of the smartphone than they are to know what their religion is about. Okay, but whatever it is. Let's go further. Vagam ani besoichem. What can I tell you? I'm also an addict. Okay, few and far and far between. Okay, now, by the way, everyone knows, I've mentioned that this pasuk just called Rebonim Shoivavim is the code word for what we call Shoivavim. Okay, the pasuk is Shoivavim, but it's pronounced colloquially amongst those who practice this minhag called Shoivavim. What is Shoivavim? It's Rosh Tevis, Shemois, Va'era, Bo, B'Shalach, Yisro, Mishpatim. And some this year, they add two more letters, Shoivavim Tat. Tof Tof is Truma Titzaveh. And some even go so far and say, you go weiter, you go to Vayaka Kisisa and Vayakel Pikude. Okay, some even go, there's another, one of the next Rosh Tevis is Chof, Vav, and Pei. They go all the way to the very, very end. In fact, some say the Ikar Minhag of Shoivavim is only in a leap year. Not in a regular year. Okay, what is this all about? This is more. There are many. We every year we spend time. Maybe we'll do it again at some point in time. Oh, there are many, many different understandings as to what this thing is about. When did it start? Where did it come from? Who invented it? This minhag. But basically, the most common. Okay, there are many perushim. It's a time to do teshuva. For what's called, in the words of Hasidus, is the pegimas habris, or what's it called? I'm forgetting. For being nichshol in the avera of being moitzi shichva zera levatol. You ever see those Breslov books? They give out on the streets. It's all about one thing. There's only one thing that's in that book. All the books, there's different words. Right. So today, we're not into this. Today, we don't live in a generation where we focus. But today, what it's become a time when Rabbonim have used these parashos, this time of the year, to give refresher courses on Hilchos Nida. Hilchos Nida, and to be mechazik people in Inyanim relating to Shmiras Einayim. Okay, so that's how today, in the 21st century, when you hear Shoivavim, it's a time of the year we devote to being mechazek yourself regarding matters of Shmiras Einayim, and for married people to review the laws of Hilchos Nida and all related matters. You want to go back into more Kabbalistic Inyanim? This is not for the faint of heart, and we're not from that crowd, but that's how we generally associate Shoivavim. There was a minhag to fast every Thursday of Shoivavim, which means starting with Shemos, you fast every Thursday. Some would fast Monday and Thursday, yeah?
Are you familiar with the term Shabbatniks?
No.
In Israel, that refers to young people who have gone off the derech. That's what they call them. Also, there's a terrorist group called Al-Shabaab.
Yeah. What about the Shabaab? What about it?
So they're the bad guys, from the same word.
Shoivav, to go backwards, to go away from where you're, or to return, really, Shoivav means to go where, Ram in Uruf. You're returning to where you came from, Ram in Uruf. Okay, so this is, everyone knows, this is the pasuk. This is the Makar Shuvu, it's a time to do Teshuvah. During these weeks, from beginning of Shemais all the way until the end of Parshas Mishpatim, it is a time dedicated to do Teshuvah for these type of Averos. The other things, the other says not because of that, it's because of it's the winter time, and in the winter there's the change of weather. People get colds. In ancient times, they did not have penicillin, they did not have all the different antibiotics, and you got a cold, you got the flu. You know what that meant? It meant it's over. It meant it's mamish bikuach nefesh. So people, they would fast. People were on pins and needles the winter season, to make sure they do not get sick. And they did teshuvah. It's a time of din. It was a time of din because people, in the bitter winters, it's very, very dangerous. So that some say that it's nothing more than that. It's not because of all this Kabbalistic inyanim. Today, Baruch Hashem, we don't focus on getting, everyone, people have colds, and Rahman al-Sam, we know how dangerous it can be in the winter. A change of weather is always a danger. But today, this is the common way, and it comes from this pasuk. This pasuk is always the first thing you're going to see whenever you pick up an article, a sefer, here a drasha, regarding the inyan of what they call shoivivim. It's pronounced, I believe, it's pronounced incorrectly by on purpose, in order to not say a bad word. There's a lot of different examples of that where we have to say words in the wrong way, because we don't want to go put upon ourselves guilt. If you say it's now shoivavim, that means that we're shoyim. That it's a time of shuv Hashem. The yirmis of shuvu banim shoivavim, wayward. We're a bunch of wayward people. If you say it too many times that we're wayward people, then you become a wayward person. You don't want to go and encourage people to become wayward. So you don't pronounce it the correct way. You don't, because you don't want to be moitzi. Chazal say le'olam, a person should never be moitzi a dava ra mipif. You should never go and be poseach pelis satan, and all those related in yanim. So it is commonly pronounced this time of the year shoivavim, but it comes from this pasuk which happened through the Rosh Tevis of the parishes of Chumash Shemos, as we explained. So it says over here is avar adam al mitzvah lo yisasei. So here we learn over here that when a person does, and what do we take out of this? One thing we do take out of this clear as day is that if a person does that, is even on a mitzvah asay, from this pasuk we learn he gets instant atonement. Erpa mishuvoy sehem. Okay, it's very interesting, is because all of the Kabbalistic Swarm say the easiest avera person, the easiest teshuvah is hirhurim roim. If a person has thoughts that he should not be having, it's an avera. But if he does teshuvah, instantly he's forgiven. You don't have to do any, you don't have to come on to yisurim and all the different things. And it's interesting here that the Sefer Hasidim cites this pasuk for the easiest teshuvah. The teshuvah of a bittul mitzvah saseh, just do teshuvah, einoy zoz misham, and he cites this pasuk as the makar of getting instant shuvah. Let's switch to the paragraph. Of our adam al mitzvah loy saseh, she'ein b'chem kores, now there is no kores to mitzvah spezin, v'osa teshuvah, then ha teshuvah toilah, teshuvah suspends the sin. Hashem will not bring punishment, but the sin is still held in suspension until Yom HaKippurim. The Yom HaKippurim Yechaper. Be'ele Nemar, Ki Vayom Hazeh Yechaper. Avar Al Korei Sumisas Bezdin. V'yosa Teshuvah. Teshuvah together. You need, Itzumoy Shel Yom is not enough. You need Teshuvah. V'yom HaKippurim Toilin. Okay, even that's not going to be sufficient. Yeah, it's going to suspend it. And then it says, the Yisurim HaBoim Olav Gorm Loi Esak HaPara. Suffering, Rachmana Litzlan, is what brings atonement. Ula Oilam Einoi Ein Mischaper Loi Kapar Gemura Atche Yavohu Olav Yisurim Ma'aleim HaKaz V'Oimer Ufokadati B'Shevet Pesham Uvin Goim Avoinam. I will visit upon you the rod of your sin and the goim, affliction, and I will visit, and I will, you have to repeat the word of fakadati, and I will visit upon you, nigoim, affliction, for your avoin. Okay, then he goes on to, we'll leave for next time, he goes on to Chilul Hashem. And that's the worst. And that, even Yom Kippur and Teshuvah and Yisurim do not bring atonement. That you need death. And then there are things even death does not do. There's a need for Gehenim. And then there are things even Gehenim does not do. You need to come on to the Yom HaDin VaHagadol. There are other things. Now, Schwab is famous. It's a very controversial thing. He writes there that who's going to be merit? Tchiyas Sameisim. It's not so. It's a medrash. It's an obscure medrash. Who will merit Tchiyas Sameisim? Only the completely righteous or completely wicked person. What does that mean? This world has the means to give the ultimate hana to a human being and the ultimate punishment. A person who's in between, in Shamayim, in the Olam of Neshamos, they can give this suffering and this reward. But if you really want to torture a person, you got to come back into this world. In this world is the place where you can get the ultimate torture. And likewise, reward, tainug, can only be in this world, the fullness of reward. So if someone is nishtahi nishtaher, in Shamayim, the Olam HaEmes, there's punishment, there's reward. But a person who deserves the ultimate reward, they don't have it in Shamayim. They can't give you that reward. You got to come back to this world to experience the ultimate reward. And Rachmanel is on the other way around. If a person deserves the worst of the worst, in Shamayim, the temperature only goes that high. Only goes that high. The ovens don't go higher than a certain degree. You got to come back into this world and suffer. What? I don't know how. Don't ask me how. It's a very shocking thing. Shocking thing. Rav Schwab cites this in Yeshaya. Okay, I'll take a short break, and then we're going to discuss what is this thing today called Chodesh Shvat. What happened today? What is Chodesh Shvat all about? Okay, I'll take a short break.